We're going to start with news on a vegetable shortage in the United Kingdom. Certain fruits and veggies are having to be rationed at most major supermarkets. And four of the biggest supermarkets in the United Kingdom say they're putting purchase limits on some staple items like tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers. Now, experts say this could go on for months. Some farmers are saying that they're not harvesting any tomatoes, peppers, or eggplants when they usually do at this time of year. A number of factors like bad weather conditions in Spain and Morocco, high energy costs over the winter, and even the impact of Brexit and the labor shortages are causing the lack of production. Here's CNN anchor and correspondent Issa Suarez in London, who's been speaking with local shoppers.
Row upon row of empty baskets, empty shelves. A supply gap in fruit and veg has hit UK supermarkets. The shortages affecting shoppers nationwide.
I went for lunch and I couldn't find it, like tomatoes, cucumber or lettuce.
The fruits I want to put, they're gone. Nothing there.
To deal with the shortages, major British supermarkets are imposing limits on items like tomatoes, cucumbers and peppers. The UK's Minister for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs said the disruption should only last a few weeks and meanwhile encouraged people to eat more seasonally. Let them eat turnips, she said.
I'm conscious that consumers want a year-round choice, and that is what our supermarkets and food producers and growers around the world try to satisfy.
Supermarkets are blaming the recent shortages on poor weather conditions in key growing regions. Britain produces a fraction of the food it consumes, relying instead on overseas imports. And key supplies in southern Europe and North Africa, in particular Spain and Morocco, have seen harvests hit by extreme weather conditions. But while climate change plays a significant role in warmer than average temperatures, the government faces another inconvenient truth: Brexit, the cause of widespread supply chain disruption.
Because of the interruption with trade in Europe, who kind of underpin our food supply, it means that there's less food coming in from Europe, we're producing less food, so basically our food security is in real trouble.
Consumers are already grappling with record high grocery prices and the worst cost of living crisis in decades.